We were glad to see you again. We're continuing with the idea that it's possible for you in this space-time location, through a demonstration of your individual power, to give as you have received from God the certainty, first, that God is going with us wherever we go, and that even in this parameter of space-time, we have the entirety of the solution. All of this is based on the offering of A Course in Miracles. A Course in Miracles is a direct communication from outside of time, showing you the nature of the cause and effect relationship within your own mind that has momentarily denied you access to the kingdom of God that's all around you. It comes from my Savior, from Jesus Christ, illuminated, okay, who I utilize in my mind to demonstrate my capacity and offer it to you. So we are into the idea of healing, okay, based on the certainty that we are the cause of our own disease and are determined to represent ourselves as separate from our creative source. Now, the aspects and intervals that are taking place in time at this moment within this new parameter that you have entered into with me will demonstrate the immediacy of the availability of the converting agency in the power of our minds to communicate. Practice, minds communicate. Say it. Am I offering you the power of my love, okay, from my recognition of myself in my relationship with God and the universe at this time and place with you? The answer is yes. Would I be concerned about the conceptual self-identity that you brought with you, okay, into this time and place in order to establish a time and place within the limitations you impose on yourself in order to stay separate from the offering of this love? Yeah. I hope you'll share with me the miracle of the entrance of A Course in Miracles into this continuum of time. The best demonstration you'll ever get of a miracle is the Course in Miracles itself. It's impossible for you to reason with me about the possibility that there is a mind training contained within your conceptual self that will show you a continuing love factor in our association with each other under the admonition of Jesus that will not be available to you if we decide to lay down our defenses and express love. That's the healing factor. Is it as simple as that? It's as simple as you will love the Lord your God with all your heart. Love with all your heart, with all of your mind, is love with all of your mind. This is from Jesus, isn't it? With all of your soul, the entirety of you. And crucially, your neighbor as yourself. Are you ready? Your neighbor is yourself. Your neighbor is a projection of your mind in which you are determined to identify yourself separate from what you are. And in the retention of that separation is death. The chaos that you're experiencing in this world right now, the terror, is nothing but self-defense. I recognize perfectly well your need to overcome fear through the defense, and I'm not concerned about it. But I am concerned that you have begun the practice of the conversion of your own mind in the recognition that you are the cause of this. You're the cause of this world. no other cause there is. Everything that's going on within this continuum is actually going on in your own mind, isn't it? Is that the admission of this Course? Yes. Am I offering you a solution within your own parameter of mind? Yes. Am I offering you a healing of your body formulation by the relinquishment of the defense of your determination to establish yourself in that limitation? I certainly am. And my communication that I'm offering you comes from these moments of prayer that we share together. So let's begin this little determination to let the next 54 minutes be the entirety of our sojourn into time with this prayer. Listen. Dear Heavenly Father, let me recognize that this instant is the only time that there is. I have conceived of time in such a way that I defeat my aim, Father. If I elect to reach past time to timelessness, I must change my perception of what time is for. Time's purpose cannot be to keep the past and the future one. The only interval in which I can be saved from time is right here and now, for in this instant has forgiveness come to set me free. Listen, Father, the birth of Christ is now, without a past or a future. Why, he has come to give his present blessing to the world, restoring it to timelessness and love. And love is ever present right here and right now. Father, thank you for this instant. It is now I am redeemed. This instant is the time you have appointed for your son's release and for salvation of the world in him. We're sharing together the beauty that you are beginning to recognize within your own conceptual idea. You listening? That now is the only time there is. I understand that's been expressed in a lot of different ways, and certainly in my maturation to illumination, I discovered the intense necessity to live here and now. Look at me. Whatever you thought you were doing out there in time, what I'm offering to you is today. The very minimum you'd have to accept from me, that today, well lived, will represent the entirety of what you are. And we can take that up to just a moment or an instant where the communication with each other will occur. And it can well occur within the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles, which is a systematic way to allow you to accept responsibility for what is out in the world, because you are responsible for it. That needs the help of the power of love that I am offering you within your own parameter. If you let me come in, this is what our prayer was, if you let me come into this time for just a moment with you, I will act as a converting agency at your bequest, because it's impossible that I am offering you anything that you have not asked me to do, even including the incredible power of love that we're sharing together. Yes, God only loves, and therefore so do we. We have begun to love each other with an intensity of a passion, of a determination of the source of our reality, which is our Creator, and our willingness to demonstrate that power within this continuum of time. Let's continue now with the manual for teachers in the training of the recognition that love is nothing but letting go of your own conceptual fear. Listen. Now, what did we say? You've got to give it away to know that you have it, don't you? It is a relinquishment of all the concern about the gift that makes it truly given. And it is trust that makes true giving possible. Why? Healing is the change of mind that the Holy Spirit in the patient's mind is seeking for him. And it is the Holy Spirit in the mind of the giver who gives the gift to him. How can it be lost? How can it be ineffectual? How can it be wasted? God's treasure house can never be empty. And if one gift is missing, and that's probably only yours, it would not be full. Yet in its fullness, guaranteed by God in its entirety, is how we relinquish our doubt and fear. What concern then can a teacher of God have about what becomes of his gift? Given by God to God, who in this holy exchange can receive less than everything? Did you hear what that just said? Shall I demonstrate that to you? What I'm going to attempt to demonstrate to you, all right, is the action of your capacity of self-expression to share a moment's unity that will perfectly heal us. Is it an expression of God's love? Yes. Did I receive this expression in a moment of revelation that revealed the entire light of the heavens to me? Sir, have you had that experience? Of course. You ready? It would be impossible for you to enter into this parameter of space-time without beginning to remember your own revelation. Why am I certain of that? It's impossible that the revelation did not occur. You have been willing to relinquish the doubt about the teaching I am offering you, since self-doubt is why you are here, and begin to practice self-realization in the light and love that we share. Say to me, action. Action. The action of the conversion of the mass of dark light, the activation of it, the extension of it, is what healing and communication is. Can you see this with me? In the beginning of John, the first sentence in John in the New Testament, if you're familiar at all with the teachings of Jesus Christ, I'll do it very quickly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Translated from the Aramaic, this directly from Jesus' mind, Word is created action. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was created action. As the scripture continues, it will show you that you have denied access to creation through your need to identify yourself in separation. In a particular sense, you've enclosed yourself in a parameter of dark light that precludes your recognition of the power of light that surrounds you. So the offering that we are sharing together now is the certainty, all right, that the place in which you find yourself right here and now is not where you belong, or in fact where you are. You've been dreaming. Say that to me. Say, I'm in a dream. Are you in a dream? Yeah. As you begin to associate with a new light factor, it's going to begin to occur to you that this is a dream. So that as the parameter of the loss of your defense expands, you'll feel moments of disorientation within your mind. Don't be concerned about that. Remember what we just read? This is an idea of trust, that there's a means of communication that is not in this world. Look at it with me. If this is the only time and place that there is, we would have to, at least for this moment, Okay, allow to penetrate our separate associations, moments of correspondence, quantum instances of the totality of communication in the association of the singularity of separation, of cause and effect. Okay, it's the loss of the need to associate in time, very simply because in the entirety of time, there is only this instant. I'm going to heal you now. I promised Jesus that I would practice through his, my mind, his and ours together, my certainty that you have the capacity to take your place as a healer, as a living son of God, as a savior of this world. So as the parameter of your individual enlightenment expands, you will take it out into the world and offer it as a solution you have discovered within your own self. For just a moment, the world is going to have to tolerate the joy being expressed by those in sudden realizations of their own love. They're all around us now, and you're liable to be walking down the street and somebody will suddenly burst into joyous laughter as he sees the ridiculousness of the association of the formulation of this world. What else is he going to do? As I remind you, the warnings this morning on television of terror were including virtually everything you're going to do, from scuba diving to skydiving, what did I say, to playing chess and to having sexual intercourse. There's a warning going out, you're going to be sought out if you seek. I'm sorry, my dear loves, but finally, the ridiculousness has to begin to look at you within the idea that this could possibly be what life is. Now, the solution is, first of all, it begins to look ridiculous. Why? It is ridiculous. Now, listen carefully to me. That does not mean that within the parameter of the limitations of this world, it has not been real to you. Are you ready? It has been real to you. Are you listening? It will remain real to you as long as you believe that something outside of you can affect you. The healing that I'm offering you is nothing but a moment's recognition of the entirety of the responsibility. When teachers of God, and they're all utilizing this Course in Miracles, begin to laugh, and there was an occasion at the United Nations within the last week, there was a gathering of various ambassadors who came together to discuss the possibility, I believe it was in the prison ministry that we're doing. Course in Miracles International is offering a prison ministry, which is receiving a lot of attention because it's the idea if you are confined, you can practice the experience of turning your will over to God, or a healing practice that can be accomplished in the Course. And there's a lot of acceptance of it, very simply because the process of God dependency is what we teach. But what happened in the association, this was reported to us yesterday, is everyone suddenly began to laugh. As they were sitting there expressing their separate problems, they suddenly realized the impossibility of the solution, and they began to laugh. Now, what it is an admission that into this impossible situation where you attempt to love in separation and to solve your conflictual association through a pacification that establishes ideas that can correspond in the retention of death are no longer attractive to you. And so you laugh. Yes, let's laugh together just for a moment that you have come into this idea and finally intend to say to me, whatever else this is, it's not life. You say that to me, this is a healing procedure. It'll just take a minute. This isn't life. I'm in your dream of death, telling you it's not life. Where'd you get the idea this is life? Who told you this was life except the projections of your own mind within your own dream that now justify this limited parameter of consciousness? Can we laugh together? Say to me, it's not funny. Okay, I'll say it's not funny. Why? You forgot to laugh. You want to listen to it? Listen to this. This from the text of A Course in Miracles. Into eternity, where all is one, there crept a tiny mad idea at which the Son of God remembered not to laugh. In his forgetting did the thought become a serious idea and possible of both accomplishment and real effects. Listen, together we can laugh them both away and understand that time cannot intrude upon eternity. It's a joke to think that time can come to circumvent eternity, which means that there is no time. The idea, look at me, you want to laugh with me at this? If you establish a parameter, circumvent, that surrounds everything that is, you will be confined to that association within your own separation and replicate it, all right, within your need to believe that this is life. Are you ready? You're a joke. There isn't anyone who would enter back into any continuum of time that would not look at you and say, what in hell are you doing within this parameter of consciousness? And you'll say, I don't think that's very funny. I'm here because I find myself suddenly in hell. And I'm saying, would you like to escape? Will you share together with me the love that I'm offering you that is not connected to your fear at all? What? Why would you be afraid? If no part of your conceptual identity in your association with the circumference of time that surrounds you is real, your escape will be very simple. Okay, can you see this? You'll move to the event horizon that has surrounded you in the definition of yourself, okay, return momentarily to the entirety of the conversion, okay, and come out laughing, okay? Give me one little chuckle there, will you? There, was that a little love? Did you fall in love at that moment? Can you express the passion of self-identity that you found within our relationship? I'm getting a little excited here. Shall I tell you why? You are becoming the light of the world. The teaching that you have learned is that you're responsible for this world. The little containments of yourself that caused you to protect yourself and to suffer sickness and pain and die, are you ready? Are no longer attractive to you. You have changed your value system in what you want to be the result of your mind. Listen, there is nothing within this parameter of time that is worth valuing, even for an instant. And if I can show you its valuelessness by moments of the understanding of the power of your mind, we will enter into a ratio of the conversion of mass light that will show us instantly that we can depart this continuum of time. But you're going to have to begin to laugh with me. Listen. It's a joke to think that time can come to circumvent eternity, which means that there is no time. Are you listening now? No one asleep and dreaming in the world remembers his attack upon himself. No one believes there really was a time when he knew nothing of a body and could never have conceived this world as real. He would have seen at once that these ideas are one illusion, too ridiculous for anything but to be laughed away. How very serious they now appear to be. And no one can remember when they would have met with laughter and with disbelief. You listen to me, we can remember this if we but look directly at their cause, and we will see grounds for laughter not a cause for fear. I'm offering you grounds for laughter. You're in hell. I don't know what your definition of hell is. Certainly the idea of hell, of being condemned to eternal death and never being able to escape, is in your mind. If it's in your mind, it must be somewhere a definition of yourself. So the release from the idea of chaos and death, which is your occupancy of the body, is what I'm offering you, so that we can exit laughing. And our first 30 minutes in this mind training of the teacher's manual has, say to me, expired. In effect, we have expired the time allotted to us within this association. We will either now be dead or we'll be in eternity. There is no in between. I'll be back in just a moment. Remember that God goes with us everywhere we go and is with us in this time frame. I'll see you in just a moment, and we're going to practice healing through a parameter of light. Say it with me. God bless us at this time and place, everyone. But a joy it has become for me as a teacher of God to see that within your parameter of understanding, you are beginning to recognize yourself. The entire basis of the healing mechanism is to show you that the self that you identify yourself with in space-time is not who you are. Let's practice a little healing together, because the purpose of these last few videos have actually been to offer you not a remission of the idea of your sickness, but a conversion based on the power of your mind to see yourself momentarily within the body association as whole and as perfect. All right? Will you share this with me? I am a factor in the illusion of the idea of conflict that doesn't appear funny to you, to show you that the joy that you can experience in the release of the protective devices that you employ are in order to protect yourself so that you can die, will give you moments of joy and happiness. Nothing will ever compare with the experience that we are now sharing together. Are you healed at that moment? Yeah. Am I offering you a reconfiguration of body identity within the molecular association of light that justifies our correspondence of separation? Would you like to practice with me the science idea that at no single moment does your body exist at all? It's always either being anticipated based on your old references in time, okay, with plans for the future, in which the idea of the mass or density of your body can be expressed. The healing process involves a momentary admission of the capacity of minds to see themselves as whole and as perfect. Now, we do call that spiritual healing, don't we? Huh? Let's try it together. There has to be an assumption here that you're going to trust in what I'm about to offer you. Will you trust me for a moment? This comes from my Savior, Jesus Christ. He says, contained within you is a trust in God that is inherent in His children. Many of you have found, okay, peace and happiness in moments of trust, only to become uncertain because the world that's out there appears to deny you access to the trust that you exercised in a revealing through prayer of the love that we express together. This Course in Miracles is showing you a manner by your determination that you want a solution and don't want this world, okay, to place your trust in the high, bright solution of resurrection that we offer each other. That's the healing aspect that we're sharing together at this time and place. Trust me with this for a moment, will you? Okay. You can call this faith healing if you want to. I don't care. I look at the pitiful faith you place in the necessity for you to defend yourself in order to retain the terror, and you become ridiculous to me. How about a moment's faith in the entirety of the possibility of the solution based on a simple admission that there is no world? I remember when I was told that prayer was solution, how ridiculous that seemed to me. I was not a prayerful self-identity. I was determined some years ago that I could solve the problem within my own mind, and the idea that I would really ask for help didn't occur to me. And when it did, I found often that the solution that was provided by God had no more appeal to me than the one I had found myself. But in the process of entering into pain and death and loss of my friends and my associations in this memorial correspondence, I said very simply, the dead ones are still with me. Listen to me. I was able to recognize the responsibility in my own mind to see that no one really dies. This is for Memorial Day for the American. All the practices that are inherent in you in the determination of life and death situations are still with you. I ask you to recall with me moments of love. It's the healing process. Notice I'm not concerned about the associations of the concepts of where you found love, but only that it was loving. Okay, these are loving moments that are placed into your warehouse. Now, the idea of fear cannot be in your warehouse because God only loves. But the availability of our shared love is the offering that I give to you as a teacher of God and an illuminate reassociation within my mind that allows my body, this old 75-year-old carcass, to convert instantly into an institution of the conveyance of love that will heal you. I'm going to do it right now. Whatever you're going to do, if you don't turn off the video, you're liable to suddenly feel the power of my love for you that's going to take care of that right there. Did they tell you that eventually that's going to get you? Huh? You old guy out there? Did they tell you that you're a body? And that somehow you are going to have to continue to occupy that body and define to me your idea about what you are within that hovel of carbon and nitrogen and zinc and phosphorus and whatever else you think you are in the constitution of the idea or the formulation of yourself molecularly. How silly. You're not a body. Say that. We always practice this once, don't we? I'm not a body. No. Okay. You're free. You're free. I'm not a body. I'm free. Do you see the extension of the power of light that's inherent in your mind that immediately alters both the time and the space reference? I'm happy to see you're accepting the idea of spiritual healing. I am healing, I promise you, if you wanted the vernacular, with the Christ mind. I am healing with one single whole mind, in my case, a reference of Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, the energy of love, in my certainty of the capacity for what you call instantaneous remission of sin, of sickness. Why? Sickness is an idea in your own mind. Say to me, everything's an idea. So you're sharing with the practitioner that offers you wellness the idea of your sickness. I'm denying it. If you have the power to acknowledge that you're sick and going to die, can't you also have the power to deny it and understand that you're whole and perfect? Swear not to die, you Holy Son of God. You made a bargain that you can't keep. Do you see that? Just for a moment, one of the valuable lessons in our Course in Miracles that identify what you really are and what you've discovered. I promise I won't read more than one paragraph. Listen. Now I want you to say this together with me. Ready? I am the Holy Son of God Himself. Say it. Here is your declaration of release from bondage of the world. And here as well is all the world released. You do not see what you have done by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid and fearful of shadows, punitive and wild, lacking all reason, blind and insane with hate? This is the workbook lesson 191 in the Course. This is the identification you have in yourself that I'm asking you to look at in my certainty that you are the holy living Son of God Himself. And the particulars of your denial of that are no longer really attractive to you. Listen. What have you done that this world should be what you are? What have you done that this is what you see? Why? Deny your own identity and this is what you get. You look on chaos and proclaim it as yourself. There is no sight that fails to witness this to you. There is no sound that does not speak of frailty within you and without. No breath you draw that does not seem to bring you nearer death. No hope you hold but will dissolve in tears. That's a description of what you're seeing in the world through what? The denial of your own identity. The power and joy that I'm expressing to you in simply reading you this lesson, which is available to you at a local store, for goodness sake. How many lessons would you have to read coming from the entirety of our association out of time in our certainty that we have returned to time to deny it? Listen to this. Deny your own identity and you will not escape the madness which induced this weird, unnatural, and ghostly thought that mocks creation. Deny your own identity and you assail the universe alone without a friend, a tiny particle of dust against the legions of your enemy. Deny your identity and you look on evil and sin and death and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. What in hell kind of a game are you playing with me? There's no question that you're participating in some sort of drama or a dream of your individual capacities to justify the hierarchies of the idea of associations of power of mind separate from what you are. We call it a game of death. Why? No matter how much you participate in the ideas of the association of love, in the ideas of fear, the result will be what? Death. Does everyone here die? Look at me. I don't care what your age or faculty is. I'm here in a moment's association denying that you can die. You think that you can prove it. How could you possibly prove it? Where are you going to go? What are you going to do? Where do you go when you die? Where do you have to go? You are what death is. All surrounding you are those who have found the solution in death life, offering you the solution. If you associate with the dead ones within your own space-time reference, you will be dead. If you begin to associate with the live ones, those who have been resurrected in the light of the determination to give and forgive, you will find yourself in a whole new parameter of space-time. Listen just for a second. Yet what is it except a game you play in which your identity can be denied? Listen, you are as God created you. All else but this one is folly to believe. In this one thought is everyone set free along with you. In this one truth are all illusions gone. In this one fact is sinlessness proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence and its guarantee of immortality. You're looking at me? Yeah? That's from the Course in Miracles. That's one of the lessons that offers you the certainty that I have arrived at in my own illumination of mind, and offer that power to you. Okay? Along with that goes the lesson. There is no death. The Son of God is free. Do you see that? Can you see this with me? Will you do this with me? Will you allow me to offer you the power of my love for you by denying you that you can die? Will you let me take death away from you? There's a lovely lesson in the Course where I ask you to renounce it. Can you see this? No one's going to die. All around you, those who appear to be old and sick and die are nothing but references contained within your own limitation. As a memorial factor within my own mind, as what you call an old body that has been rejuvenated, which I'm offering you, the memories that I share of 50, 60, 70 years ago, more than half a century ago, are still with me, as are yours of last week or a week ago or 1,000 years ago. We are surrounded by the problem and solution that we offer to ourself in order to retain the idea that we're separate. There is no death. The Son of God is free. Share this with me. That's how I know that at this moment we are eternal. Why? Death is an idea that takes many forms. Listen to this. Many of these forms are not recognized. It may appear as sadness, fear, anxiety, doubt, anger, faithlessness and lack of trust, concern for bodies, envy, and all the forms in which the wish to be as you are not may come to tempt you. Are you listening to me? All such thoughts are but reflections of the worshiping of death as savior and giver of release. I've had enough of this. I am offering you the solution in the idea that you are contained in your contemporary association with yourself and are destined to occupy that body within this little frame of time, live out that little existence within this hovel of time, where all around you are the billions of stars and galaxies that are available to you very simply for standing for an instant with me in the certainty that you have recognized the truth of what you are within this relationship. I'm representing to you the teachers of God from this Course in Miracles with definitions of the practicing of the conversion of your mind, which you believe are necessary because you have empowered yourself with the idea that this is life. Okay, the teacher's manual, which we're continuing to read, will always offer you the certainty of self-realization without regard to the faculty of healing that's going on. We're going to take one more paragraph in this teacher's manual and read it with the idea that you begin to recognize the instantaneous communication that's possible. Listen. Here's the question you're asking. Should healing be repeated? This question really answers itself. You listening? Healing cannot be repeated. Why? If the patient is healed, what remains to heal him from? And if the healing is certain, as we have already said it is, what is there to repeat? Listen carefully. For a teacher of God to remain concerned about the result of healing is simply to limit the healing. It is now the teacher of God himself whose mind needs to be healed. Are you listening? And it is this that he must facilitate within his own mind. Why? He is now the patient and he must so regard himself. Why? He has made a mistake and must be willing to change his mind about it. He lacked the trust that makes forgiving truly. And so he has not received the benefit of his gift. The certainty that I'm offering you is just a moment of correspondence with ourselves. I have no intention of examining your relationship with yourself in order to verify our healing. Your need to limit your healing capacity is nothing but your doubt about your own capacity to heal. This says that if you're concerned about someone else being healed by you in your healing modality, the concern is actually about yourself. Shall I tell you why? The patient that you're healing is yourself. Can you hear that with me? When he is healed, you are healed along with him. If he suffers, you suffer along with him, and attempt to associate your correspondence in separate body identities with the idea that it's possible to suffer. What suffers is not real. What is fearful is not true. You are whole and perfect as God created you, and there's nothing that you're going to do within the faculty of this correspondence of space-time that's going to change it. Nothing whatsoever. The idea that I am a spiritual healer offering your capacity to go into the world and through love and through forgiveness become an agency for healing is the responsibility you ask me to give you, and I'm giving it to you. But along with the idea of healing must be the certainty that the healing process is occurring where? In your own mind. Listen, it's impossible that if you have verified in moments of revelation the entirety of the association with yourself, which I'm offering you at this moment, that you will not offer it to the projections of your own mind that still appear to be sick and suffering. It's a miracle. Say that. It's a miracle. It's a moment of complete understanding in our relationship of the illusionary nature of this world. Say to me, this world was over a long time ago. Did you look at that with me? I saw you look at that. As a savior of the world, we have sojourned back into time together, okay, after being revealed in our entirety to represent to the correspondences of slow time the certainty of love that we have arrived at through revelation, through recognition that there is no world. So the power of healing that I am offering you is only contained within your own mind. This is the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles that is going to begin to excite you very much, because in my mind is the reasonableness of what I'm offering you that affords a conversion of light in my mind that shows me the unreality of this world. And you're sharing it with me. If the world and your association in time are not real, you need have no concern about your body association contained within the illusion that no single moment does your body exist at all. You see that? It's a consortium in a matrix of uncreative light energy. You gave it away. When it comes back to you, you're not where you were. And since it is in space-time, it is disconnected from the creating source. All I'm offering you is my certainty that it lasted but a moment in your mind, and that this is that moment. Look, this is the time and place where you have come to be totally healed in our recognition of our love for each other. I intend to love you out of here, whether you like it or not. Here. I love you. Turn to what makes you say, I love you. Look at the agency that we now exchange in the wholeness of the recognition of ourselves. As the light begins to surround us, I am whole and perfect as I was created. That's my offering to you. And you did accept it. And you did accept it at this time and place. And we did depart this little place of pain and death. And we're back in heaven, returning momentarily in a recognition that we now offer to the constituencies of separation. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, and what a joy it's been to offer you from the teacher's manual of Our Course in Miracles the certainty of the love of God that we share together. Shall we say it? God bless us, everyone. We will be in proximity with each other in the dream until this world is gone. Thank you.